By the time Darth Carrot arrived a few minutes later, Nosterol had regained much of his composure, though he was careful to keep playing the part of a broken victim. Given his current state, it was an easy role to slip into.
"No more. I will talk,"
he mumbled as he heard Carrot's familiar footsteps approach.
"I will talk."
"I told you I would break you,"
the Falling whispered in his ear.
"Now that you have tested the power of the dark side, you can understand why I left the Jedi to follow Malgus."
"I will talk. No more. I will talk."
"Why did you come aboard my vessel? Why face me and my apprentices? Why enter a battle you knew you couldn't win?"
"A distraction. Keep you away."
"Away? Away from what?"
"Duro. The attack on Duro."
"How do you know about that?"
Though blind without his protective goggles, he knew Carrot was watching him closely, studying him, analyzing his words to see if he was lying. The best way to keep her from recognizing his deception was to blend fact and fiction, seed his lies with bits of truth.
"The Black Cipher. We crack the codes."
He could sense Carrot suddenly stand up straight, shocked by the news.
"That's how we found you. We intercepted a message that you were going to Reaver Station."
"How long have you had this cipher?"
she demanded, crouching down beside him again.
"Since Zyost."
He didn't need to say any more for her to know what he was talking about. And the less he said, the harder it would be for her to get a read on him.
"You came to the station. You attacked me on my ship. You staged a false Republic invasion fleet, all to make sure we didn't go to Duro."
"We were afraid of you. The Republic is setting an ambush at Duro. But we can't spare enough ships to bring down the spear. You would turn the battle against us."
"My ship was never part of the fleet heading to Duro,"
Carrot said, and he heard the suspicion in her voice.
"You are on the Dark Council. You choose your own path,"
Nosterol explained, remembering how headstrong she had been as his Padawan as he played even further to her pride.
"We feared you would defy the will of the Minister of War and come to Duro to claim your share of the glory."
"Then why are you telling me this now? Are you hoping I will show you mercy?"